Okay, this is our overview here of the Feast of Tabernacles in 2013 here. Our feast site we went to, obviously, was North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Our booth was the Avista Resort, and 17 floors high, so, you know, pretty tall. And there's like two towers there, and there's common space up for a fourth floor, and then obviously the towers going up there with the, you know, rooms where you sleep and so on. Obviously, the feast was from Thursday, September 19th through Thursday, September 26th. Well, on Wednesday, the fire alarm went off about 8:30 roughly. And here we are on the ninth floor, and that meant we started down the hallway, down the stair shaft, and about being fire ready, you know, when here Patty is with her cane, you know, so we're walking down very slowly. And we got down to, about maybe the fourth floor, something like that, and someone then came up and said it was a false alarm. So we just continue on going down. We went on to the cafeteria and went in and ate. And then after that, well, they had the elevators working again, so I was able to go back up and get our stuff. And we went on down for services. The weather was perfect. It rained maybe at night, didn't it? But other than that, the days were just perfect. The humidity was nice and everything. I mean, it was, you know, weather was just great. Activities, you probably all heard of the Dolly Parton Dixie Stampede. Well, they've changed it down there to the Pirate's Voyage. And, you know, that take off on the Pirates of the Caribbean. And real nice, like a three-ring circus almost. They had a part of the boat here on one side, you know, the arena, and another one up there, and they had the common ground there, you know. But there's all kinds of stuff going on, you know, mermaids on swings and stuff, and they had the seal acts with the balls, and they had the girls on ropes, you know, like four of them, just twirling them around, you know. I mean, it was just, you know, you're just looking, you know, like a three-ring circus, you know, looking and seeing what all was going on. But very good entertainment, real good food. You know, got a half a chicken. They did give you a fork. You didn't have to eat with your fingers. That was good, you know, so we enjoyed that. And the soup was good that they had and all that kind of thing, so we really, really enjoyed that. We went to play miniature golf twice, and of course that's always fun with the grandkids. You know, Jessica and Bobby. Bobby was with her kids, you know, was there with us. And so Jessica, being the little one, you know, she would always maybe take six strokes or so, and then she'd say she got a two or something, you know. But it's always entertaining. We went to one of the shows called One, which is a music variety show, and all kinds of music, you know, country, pop, what do you call it, like theater, you know, the Broadway, and, you know, just excellent music and so on. We went to see a magician, and he was all right. I think he cut his wife in half four different times, I think, you know, in different ways. You know, he did this with a little box and finally ended up with a little box about so big, you know, and then he did another way, you know, and separator, you know. And what was interesting, though, he had two women on one of them, and he changed their bottoms, and like they had different color outfits on, you know, and when he combined them, they had different outfits, like two different, you know, like one, the top of one woman and the bottom, you know. And I don't know how they did that, but anyway, when they got out of that thing, you know, they had different color outfits on, so, you know, amazing how they did it. Oh, and if any of you saw America's Got Talent, this was a year or two ago, and the guy with the bow and arrow, the crossbow, he was on there, and he had the girl, and he put her on the wheel, you know, turned the wheel around, he had balloons, and then they put a screen in front of him, and here he was shooting these balloons, you know, behind that screen, and fortunately, she got up and walked out. And, but that was entertaining and so on. And then we saw the dolphins too, but we went on a boat. They had a dolphin tour, so we went out to see the dolphins. It was like a three-hour trip that we was on. But it was nice. It was just relaxing, you know. And there was a couple other people from church there, so we got to talk to them.
Did you see them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anything else we did on activity? Well, I think that was basically it on the activities. Oh, another thing he had on that magician show, there was a round, I don't know, maybe 10, maybe, I don't know, 8 feet maybe, like a circle, a big board, and this man and woman was on there skating. And if you can imagine going around, 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 you know, here they're constantly on, and all of a sudden he's doing different things with this woman, he finally puts that thing in, you know, how they do it in their teeth, you know, around her neck, I guess, and here she, and here he spins her, you know, here he is going around, and then she's spinning around, you know. I don't know how they stand up straight when they get off, but anyway, it was good entertainment, and so a lot of music. He's, you know, of course they do a lot of the music stuff and that kind of thing for prepping you, you know, for the next activity, whatever. As far as serving, I got to be a song leader twice. Bobby sang twice, and then the kids, they sang twice, And one time that Bobby got to sing was during Dave Haber's sermon. Every once in a while, he'll do something special, you know. And so he had her, and he had this fella. His name is Rick Marks. And some of you might have seen him before and playing before. But he plays excellent piano and also trumpet. And he played the trumpet voluntary during Dave's sermon, too. So anyway, got a lot of good special music and that kind of thing. They also did an outreach program there with Helping Hands at Myrtle Beach, similar to what you were talking about, taking up food and money and that kind of thing. And the kids, they made bags for 24 kids, and that has stuff in there like toothpaste and toothbrushes and some little snacks and applesauce and that kind of thing. You know? So that was something that you know, I'm sure the people in that area would have enjoyed, and so especially the underprivileged and so on. Okay, spiritual food was great. I'm going to highlight a little bit like what Jim did there, just telling a little bit about them, maybe a point or two here about them and so on. On Thursday, Lyle Kirby started off. He was sort of the host. Dave Haber with Church of God Big Sandy, they're the main host, and then Church of God Parkersburg, then they co-host. So Lyle, he was sort of the person in charge of it there. He talked about knowledge. So it's good and bad knowledge. So Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge." And obviously that'd be the lack of knowledge about God, Jesus Christ, and His law. On Friday, Arnold Stammey spoke about happiness. And this guy had more human interest stories than I've ever heard. And that's what makes a real good sermon, you know, or something. You know, all of a sudden you get your attention, you know, you're listening, and wow, you know. And anyway, he said, happiness is a state of mind. If we're happy, we could inspire others to choose to be happy. He had a story called The Window. He was talking about this fellow, these two patients in a room, and here's a window, and one guy's here by the window. So he's looking out, and he's telling his other person over here, you know, "Oh, it's a beautiful day today. You know, just the people are out there, and they're just enjoying life and everything, you know, and telling all that, here's a beautiful thing going by, you know, this car, whatever it might have been, you know, different things going on. And, oh, look, there's a park over there. Look at all the little kids playing and so on." Well, the other guy sort of got jealous, you know, a little bit with all this. So anyway, one night, the guy started coughing and so on, and the guy didn't ring the buzzer. So anyway, he died. So they wheeled him out, you know. So the guy said, "Can you put me by the window?" And they said, "Well, sure." And they moved him over, and when he looked out the window, all he saw was a wall.
The guy had been telling him, you know, every day. He'd been visualizing like that, so, you know, to make what, like, be positive, you know.
Well, happiness, again, is a state of mind.
Yeah, right, you know. Right.
He talked about five ways to be happiness. He said, do something nice for someone, smile, read a good book or a Bible, tell someone you love them, and only you can make yourself happy. Don't say, "I'll be happy when I get a raise or a promotion or a car." You know, you have to be positive.
Or a motorcycle.
Or a Corvette, you know. Friday night, I did the Bible study, and I went over Jesus kept the Feast of Tabernacles, and we had 9 people in attendance. So, now, the hall down there wasn't very receptive to seminars. You know, you had the main hall. Off the side, you had the one hall where the kids met for their Sabbath school and whatever you might want to call it, you know, what the kids did. So the only time we had was Friday evening, and on Sabbath morning, they didn't have services, they had them in the afternoon. So then I had the opportunity then to do my other seminar Saturday morning then. So, on Saturday morning then, I did the seminar. The topic was Rome's Challenge to the Protestants here. And then I also passed out the information on the fruits of the Spirit and the discipleship of Jesus. And we had 19 in attendance Saturday morning. So I just inspired the people. It took an hour for both the Bible study and the seminar. I told them I didn't want to hold them more than an hour, but mainly there's a lot of reading on the Rome's Challenge, but we covered it in an hour and had some questions and answers and that kind of stuff going on. Okay, Saturday for Sabbath service, the speaker was Reg Killingly, and he was from the Big Sandy Church. I did ask him how Ron and Gracie Feaker were, and he said they were getting along real well. And of course, Ron still speaks every once in a while. You know, he'll give a sermon or something. His topic was peace. He said, "Peace will start small and grow. Nations will learn to change their swords into plowshares." And his 4 points of peace was: 1, envision a future to include the enemy. 2, don't point the blame. 3, imagine a breakthrough. And 4, with a breakthrough, there's risk. And the example he gave was Anwar Sadat. If you remember, he had a treaty with Israel, but he was assassinated. And I know when he started talking about this, you know, I thought, well, how can you have peace with, like, the Muslims? You know, there's not going to be peace until Christ returns. But anyway, he did use the example there of Anwar Sadat. At least he tried. And then another thing he brought up was about the COG groups. You know, we need to have peace with each other. And it sounds like that's what was happening down in Florida there. You know, they were trying to have peace with different groups and so on. So, Jim, we are to be a peacemaker at home, at work, and with our friends. On Sunday, the speaker was the same fellow again, Reg Killingley, and his topic then was joy. This sort of coincided a little bit with the one on happiness, a little bit, you know, where they cross threads a little bit there. But anyway, he said, obviously, we're to rejoice at the feast. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Enjoy life every day. And in Ecclesiastes, Solomon said to enjoy your work, eating and drinking, and have joy in the gospel. You can have joy if you smile, be kind to others, volunteer, share, and do good works. Okay, on Monday, the speaker was John Baer, and I think several of you know John from the Parkersburg group there. And he talked about prepare to teach. Now, first of all, he had a joke going on. He was going to talk something about the principles of thermodynamics or something like that. You know, I've heard him say that before, so it's just something to get your attention there for a minute until he gets that actually into his topic. So he talked about Revelation 5:10, you know, we're to be kings and priests. Kings rule, priests teach. First Peter 3:15, be ready always to give an answer for the hope that is within you. And one way you do that is to read the Bible. You study your Bible by topics. And what he suggested was that you put a topic on a 3x5 card and with verses on it. Now, something I've always done, years ago, there was a fella in our church, Ted Dewey, and you probably heard of chain referencing. What Ted would do, he'd have a thing in his back of his Bible with a question or something, and then he'd have verse 1. You know, you go over here to verse 1, and then from here you go to verse 2, and you've got a chain reference through your Bible. Well, I did that a little bit, but I got lost. So then what I did, I would just take my Bible and mark it off in rectangles and put the topic at the top and then my verses. And that way I can go to that topic there, scan down, and pick the verse I want. But the 3x5 card is interesting, though, because you can sort of do a little memorization. You know, you can put the topic, have your verses, and you can put them in your pocket. Then, you know, through the day or something, you might pull it down and look at it and ponder it, you know, and try to retain it. And the whole idea would be that if someone asks you then you have an answer that you can give them from the Bible, you know, based on the scriptures and so on. And he says, we must know what we believe. And then don't say, well, I need for you to talk to our minister. You know, or here's a booklet, you know. We actually need to be the one to do that. Okay, Tuesday, Dave Haver spoke, and he talked about, I will give you a new heart, and that's upon the handout that I passed out to you. And then that was Ezekiel 36, 25, and 26 is where that comes from. And then he also said, I will make a new covenant within you, and that's chapter 31, 33. And anyway, God is saying, I will put my law in their inward parts, I will write it in their hearts. Okay, Wednesday, the next day, Dave Haver spoke again. And it's called Back to the Future. And it's important to look forward, to look backward. So Dave looked at the scriptures from the year 950 in the millennium. And he looked back. You know, it's sort of interesting because the tense of everything he was saying, you know, like it was past and it hadn't even come yet, you know. So it was interesting. Thursday then, the last day then, John Haver spoke. And his was called Looking Forward by Looking Back. So it was similar to Dave Haver's. But it was like John was looking at the last 50 years from 950 to 1000 in the millennium. And so anyway, a little different perspective. And of course, he was also talking about the second resurrection. And then he had a question that was interesting. Why would God invest so much time in His plan without a perfect ending? So obviously there is a perfect ending in it. You know, Hebrews 11, 35 and 40. Now, people in the first resurrection will be in the better resurrection, but all people will have an opportunity for salvation. And then obviously Revelation 20 verse 5 says the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. So again, that's sort of an overview of ours and the messages. Any comments you have?
Was your messages on the last day, the eighth day, did they pertain anything about, like, you know, the last 100 years or anything? Did you hear?
Yeah, Mr. O'Brien spoke.
Did it relate to that? Because I know so many, you're used to when you go to the feast, that's what, and I always look forward to those last day messages.
You would say that.
And then it's like they kind of got away from it where you didn't hear, you know, you don't hear that much anymore.
Well, I wonder what they say on other feast sites. I guess there's no way of knowing, but maybe if you hear so many of our friends in the United